So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Elu Dvarm Sha'adim Yitzah Behen Yidei Chavasa BePesach. These are the grains that can be used to make matzah for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Pesach. There are three basic rules. First, the matzah must be made from one of the five grains. Chitim, Sa'irim, Kusman, Shifan, Shebel Yisrael. Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. Second, it has to be something that is mutter for a person to eat, such as demai, and maiserishin, whose trumas maiser was already taken, maiser sheni and hektish, that were redeemed, and truman chala for a kohen. However, tevel and maiserishin, that trumas maiser was not taken from, and maiser sheni and hektish, that were not redeemed, cannot be used because it is usher to eat them. Finally, the Mishnah tells us a halacha whose logic we will explain later in the Gemara. Chalis toide rekiki nazar. If somebody made matzah to be used for a carbon toide or for a nazar offering, if it was for his own use, he cannot use it for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But if he had originally planned on selling it to somebody else, he can use it. After identifying some of the grains mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara asks, Hani in, Ariz v'deichen loy, m'nan amili. How do we know that only these five grains, and not rice or millet, can be used to make matzah? The Gemara answers that the pasuk juxtaposes the mitzvah to eat matzah with the iser to eat chametz. Le'seichel lov chametz, shivas yamim, toichel lov matzahs. To teach, dvarm ha'boim l'dei chimutz, adem yoitz ben yedei chavasa b'matzah. Only things that can become chametz can be used for matzah. But flour of rice and millet never fully leaven, so they cannot be used for matzah. Rabbi Yechim Anuri disagrees with our Mishnah and says, Oyriz min dagenhu, v'chayav en achimutzi karas, v'adam yitzi, b'yidei chavasai. He holds that rice and millet are karav l'hachmetz, which does not mean that it comes close to becoming chametz without ever fully leavening. Rather, it means that it becomes chametz very quickly. Amar Rabbi Baruchana Amar Shlakish, Isa sh'nilei sh'biyayin v'shemen u'dvash, ein chayav en achimutzi karas. One who eats bread made from flour mixed with wine, oil, or honey does not violate the Isur Karas of Chametz. The Gemara suggests two possible reasons for this. First, the pasuk juxtaposes the mitzvah to eat matzah with the Isur to eat Chametz. Le'seichel lov chametz shivas yamim teichel lov matzahs. To teach that only things that can be used for the mitzvah of matzah can become Chametz. And since these ingredients would turn the matzah into matzah ashira, which is invalid for the mitzvah of matzah, it also cannot be chametz. The Gemara rejects this possibility because we find that certain things, such as soaked bread, which cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah, still can be chametz. Instead, Rav Yehuda Bar Avin explains, Mei peiris ein machmitzim, fruit juice, which includes wine, oil, and honey, simply will not fully leaven the dough. The Gemara now explains the chiddush in each of the items listed in the Mishnah that can and cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah. First, the items that the Mishnah said can be used. Bidmai. Since anybody can become poor by making all his possessions hefker, we allow matzah to be made with demai because Bishil holds poor people can eat demai. Uva maiserishin shenitla trumasai. We can use maiserishin food that trumas maiser was taken from, even though truma gedela was never taken from it before taking the maiserishin, as long as the maiserishin was taken before the threshed grain was put in a pile. We can use Meiser Sheni or Hektish that have been exchanged for money, even if you didn't add the required Chaimish, extra 25%, when redeeming it. Kahanim can use matzah made from chala or truma, even though it is not matzah shava l'chal adam, matzah that can be equally enjoyed by all people. Next, the Gemara elaborates on the list of items we cannot use for matzah. Avaloi betavel. Even tevel midrabbanan, that is only chayiv in maisis on a derabbanan level, like produce that grew in an atzitz she'en enakiv, a non-perforated flower pot, cannot be used for matzah. V'loi b'maiserishin sh'lein trumasai, we cannot use maiserishin that was taken from a pile of grain that had not had truma taken from it, since it is chayiv in truma once it is piled up. V'loi b'maiser she'eni v'hektish she'lein niftu. We cannot use Meiser Shein or Hektish food that hasn't been exchanged properly for money that has a form on it, or in the case of Hektish, if it was improperly redeemed on land rather than movable objects. The Gemara asks where we learn the idea that anything we may not eat cannot be used for matzah. The Gemara explains that it is based on the pasuk that says, Le'seichel lov chametz, indicating that matzah can only be made from grain whose only potential for iser is the iser of chametz, and not from items that have additional isurim associated with it. Rav Sheshet explains that this rule only holds true if we assume, like Rav Shimon, that ein ishchal alisser. A new isser cannot take effect on an existing isser. So once the grain has some other isser like tevel, it can no longer have the potential to become chametz. Consequently, it cannot be used for matzah. Ravina said that even the Rabbanu who normally hold that an isser can be chal on an existing isser would agree that tevel grain cannot be used for matzah because the requirement is that the grain used for matzah has only the potential for chametz, but not for any other isser.